Welcome back for another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and we invite you to send items that you might think we could use on The Good Stuff to kimhburge@gmail.com. We appreciate hearing from some of the listeners out there. And speaking of that, let your local radio stations know that you like hearing programming like The Good Stuff. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And this is a big weekend, Mike. Home on the Range Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is this Saturday at Home on the Range, Sentinel, Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title of the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride this Saturday at Home on the Range. That's exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. The gates open at 10. Grand entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time. For more info, just go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match, of course, support Home on the Range to help the children living there.
You know, I wondered what Home on the Range is, and that they are a therapeutic and working ranch located in western North Dakota, qualified as residential treatment program for people that are wondering what Home on the Range
That's
is.
That's right. So, great cause.
The Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational bareback riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon, with a Calcutta at 4. Bull riding Saturday, August 12th. Bareback riding Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, Golden Valley, North Dakota.
So we've pretty much got your next two weekends planned, everybody.
There you go.
All right. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They have over 25 vendors. Matter of fact, last time we were there, some new vendors were moving more things in. So that's exciting. 605-642-5884. If you can't be there between 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Kim, what do you have that we're going to share today on The Good Stuff?
Here is a poem written by Terry Henderson in 2000, and this is to honor John W. Jack Hunter, who was a founding member of the National High School Rodeo Association, did countless things for Rodeo South Dakota all around. So I thought I'd share this. You can't fill a good cowboy's boots. You can't fill a good cowboy's boots when integrity's the way that he walked. You can't change the face neath his hat when honest is the way that he talked. In traditional ways of the West, a sign at the end of life's battle, in respect for the cowboy who's gone, is to show off an empty stock saddle. Jack Hunter knew just about everyone. He'd travel about most everywhere. Any folks you might happen to talk to knew personally that he did care. Though a twinkle stayed lit in his eye, his friendship was true as they come. His generous nature ne'er wavered from the rodeo queen to the bum. Jack's sound was known as the finest. There some wouldn't bid when they knew that Jack was a bidding against him. His sound was the best of the crew. Jack's voice was well known as announcer in many a rodeo state. From the 50s up to the 80s, he perched over the rough stocks chute gate. Jack was a real man of honor. He spent well his 77 years. May we all be half of what he was when the dust for each of us clears.
You know, I had the opportunity to work a little bit with Jack Hunter once at the National High School Finals Rodeo in Pueblo, Colorado, years and years ago. Met him there and talked to him about a sound system at the Cherry County Fairgrounds here in Valentine one time, and he really knew his stuff. I've got something from Garrison Keeler. So you know it's got to be funny, right? This is
Indeed.
Where I came up with all these things about Lutherans. And so
okay.
I have a few of those, and then I'm going to put that to rest for a while. Lutherans believe that it's okay to poke fun at themselves and never take themselves too seriously. And you hear something really funny during the sermon and you smile as loudly as you can.
Oh.
Donuts are a line item in the church budget, just like coffee.
Okay.
The communion cabinet is open to all, but the coffee cabinet is locked up tight. All your relatives graduated from a school named Concordia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A couple of other truths about Lutherans from Garrison Keeler. When you watch a Star Wars movie and they say, "May the Force be with you," you respond, "And also with you." You actually understand those folks from Lake Wobegon, Minnesota.
Oh, there you go.
And finally, you know you're a Lutheran when it's 100 degrees with 90% humidity and you still have coffee after the service.
That's right.
Folks, thanks for joining us here on The Good Stuff.